Welcome to your 5 for today. One of the greatest developments of our day are the different ways we are able to communicate with one another. Rapid advances in technology have enabled us to contact almost everybody anywhere at any time. For example, we are pleased you have been able to connect with us on 5-4 today. And when I think about it, you could be listening on radio, by telephone, or on a computer or laptop, or on an iPad or some other device. All these means of communicating have arrived at an alarming rate and changed the way many of us arrange and organize our lives. It's hard to think how the world managed without the mobile phone. Yesterday I sat in a coffee shop and watched masses of people walking past. About a third of them, as they walked, were pushing buttons on their phones and not looking where they were going. About another third of the population seemed to be speaking on their phones. You wonder where all the people are who are listening at the other end. We have definitely seen big changes in this area of communications in a short time. The question that arises is, how did we manage to relay messages before the technological revolution? Some of us can remember when only a few people had a telephone in their home. Now many people have a telephone in every room. In early days, if we needed to speak to someone quickly, we would first have to find a telephone box, dial a number, put money in, and then press button A. Now even school children have a mobile phone, and these slim devices can be carried in back pockets and are available at all times. Looking back into earlier times, man found means of communicating with others when they were out of range of the human voice. Beating drums, smoke signals, lighting beacons on mountain tops could warn of advancing armies. Morse code, semaphore, and telegrams were used later. There are many ways that men have devised to communicate with others, ranging from simple ways to sophisticated technology. It is interesting and important to realize how God has communicated with man down through the ages. Abraham heard the voice of God. Joseph was spoken to by dreams. Gideon put out a fleece, and God showed him his will. The Bible, and particularly the Psalms, tell us God is speaking through creation. The beauty of the world and the wonder of the universe speak to us of the supreme intelligent design behind it all. Man's conscience is another way in which God speaks to us, witnessing to us of the existence of the eternal God of the ages. The New Testament informs us that God communicated with man through the prophets. But now God has supremely spoken to a needy world by his Son, Jesus Christ. So what exactly is God communicating to us today? And is it good news or not? Well, that will really depend on how I am willing to respond to it. The message found in the Bible is that man's sin has violated God's holiness. That's the bad news. Mankind is guilty. But God has moved in love and grace and sent his Son into the world to make salvation available to all of us who are condemned. That's the good news, if I am willing to believe it. We may ask, how can a holy God clear the guilty and still be just? That is because the sinless, spotless Saviour died for sinners upon the cross. The poet has well said, God could not pass the sinner by. His sins demand that he must die. But in the cross of Christ we see how God can save, yet righteous be. Thank you for listening.